toy store told a story about a czar and his wife that was going to have a way of honoring those who serve the court with a banquet. And so there was a request as the written invitations went out that they must present in their hands the invitation when they come to the banquet. They thought that was a bit of an odd request, but it was even odder when they came into the palace and the guards greeted them at the gate. They didn't look at the invitation, but they looked at the individual's hands. And they were amazed that they spent so much time and so much detail in looking at each of the hands. But that seemed to pass rather quickly because they really wanted to know who was going to be the guest of honor, who was going to sit between the king, the czar, and his wife. Well, they were amazed at who the choice happens to be. There was an old washerwoman who scrubbed the palace floors day in and day out for many years. She was chosen as the guest of honor. As the soldiers greeted her, they looked at her hand. She said, "You are the one who is to be the special guest of honor, for your hands show the love and loyalty of the kingdom." Once again, we are focused into Easter Sunday night. This time we are hearing Luke's version of what happened. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus are beginning in the story, telling what happened to them on the road and how they came to see the Lord in the breaking of the bread, and then he disappeared from their midst. Now they are telling that story, and as we heard, Jesus shows up in the middle of their conversation. And the same thing we heard from John's gospel, we hear in Luke's gospel, "Peace be with you." You know, we look and we kind of have this matter of fact that Jesus kind of rose from the dead, but we have 2,000 years on the first apostle. It was not an everyday occurrence for people to be walking down the street and saying, "Hey, there's Joe, he's arisen from the dead. There's Bob, he rose from the dead last week." It wasn't something that was everyday commonplace. So when Jesus came, the first they thought was, "Oh my God, it's a ghost," or "we're hallucinating." And of course, all of you who have ever dealt with ghosts in your house, you know the first thing you do, you fix up some baked fish and give it to them. And if it falls to the ground, you have a ghost. If it doesn't, then you have an intruder, and I'd call 911, or ask if he's the Lord and Savior, and then make sure that your life in prayers is over. I use Mrs. Paul's fish sticks myself. They seem to work a lot better, and you can nuke them in a matter of seconds, so it's just no work. And I'm sure all of you have had that. Yep, all the back row has got all their hands up. They've had that ghost experience in their lives. But he had to prove to them. He just couldn't get it through their minds. But then he does something, I think, that, man, I wish that we could all have an opportunity. Jesus sits there and breaks open Scripture for them. From Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, he points out where he is in the history of the church. That's why in the first reading, Peter speaks about all the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Moses. That God is the same God that brought Jesus into the world for his way of showing us to salvation. And what is the message once he lets them understand what that scripture is all about? Go about the repentance of sins. Reconcile with one another. Come to the Lord and be healed. We have an advocate, the second reading says. An advocate to God who is Christ our Savior. And he is the one who can bring salvation to us over and over and over again. But our job is just as difficult as it was with the disciples. They had to recognize God, and we have to recognize Jesus in our world. And that is just as difficult today as it was back then. Where is Jesus in our life? How do we recognize him? What is it significant that we can say, there is where I feel Jesus. Well, I hope it's right here this morning where we are to celebrate this Eucharist, to see in the bread and wine that is presented on the altar lifted up to God that becomes the body and blood of Christ. I hope that we recognize Jesus not only in our own lives, but in the lives of our brothers and sisters. I hope that we can show Christ to others even when they're not ready to see him. There are so many ways that we can make Christ alive in our lives, and it's up to us to find those ways. From the very beginning of our life, we have been called by God, and we are purely his, and we belong to him. And as his possession, we are to be in grateful solitude with Jesus to give glory to God. And so as we receive this Eucharist this morning, remind ourselves that we are to become what we receive so that we can indeed find ways to be Christ for others. When we see it in the breaking of the bread and recognize Christ among us, then we know that Christ is our Lord and Savior. Don't miss the opportunities that come before you, for we are indeed given a gift that brings us to salvation.